Welcome back to my tutorial, and we just rotated the text. So now what we need to do is we need to make it like an icy text. So first we need to make the layer bigger. So we're just going to go layer boundary size. All you want to do is just put up the width. Okay. Now once you have that, just click resize. Okay, so now that you have that, we can put ice on it. So you want to go filters, distorts, wind. Now whichever way your text is, have the wind facing down. And you can adjust these values on how icy you think your text should be. So now we need to rotate it around again. Make sure you always keep some text in your screen because you need to actually select the text to move it. Okay, then we'll rotate it again. Move it again. Then rotate. I actually think I like mine slanted, but I like it slanted the other way. Like that. Okay, so now you can barely see that it says GIMP know-how. So what we're going to do is we're going to go alpha to selection, make a new layer, then go select grow by 1 or 2 pixels. I'm just going to go 1. Okay, now color this whole layer black. And that's not coloring black, because I'm on pink marble. Okay, now on your layers dialog, just move this below and select none. So there you see your GIMP know-how text, or your signature text right there. So now the trick is, we have to make it so that the text doesn't move, but the water does. And so this is pretty easily accomplished. These are all text layers. So what you want to go is you want to go merge down. Actually, let's not do that. Okay, you want to move each text layer in between a water layer. So keep on duplicating them. And this takes a while, but I think you'll like the result. Okay, so now that you have one in between like sandwich, you're just gonna go merge down, and merge downs only on the gray ones, or the text layers, on transparency, sorry. Okay, so now that we have that, all you need to go is go filters, animation, playback, and you'll have your finished results. And so you see your text doesn't move, but the water behind it does. So now all that's left to do is go file, save as. Just gonna save it in my documents as a signature. .gif. Make sure you save it as a .gif, otherwise GIMP will save it as a .xcf. Click Save on Animation and don't mess with these. Okay, then you can just click crop because that's the layer that we had outside, that was the text layer. And you can have loads of fun with the comments. I love comments because you know when you hover over a picture and the little white box explaining what the picture is appears? Yeah, that's the comment. So like you can have endless fun with these. So I'm just gonna type in a little whimsical message. So sorry for that lengthy message, and if you wanted to know, the message is, yeah, you there, you know my signature is better than yours. Yeah, reading that little white box thing there, it clearly says that this is a better signature, and it is, so you're jealous. I don't know how to spell jealous. And 50 or 60, it doesn't matter, then just click I don't care, and save, and it saves. And there you have your signature. So thank you very much for watching this tutorial.